and get ready to listen to conversations that connect, communicate, and collaborate with our local Catholic community. You are listening to Epiphany. Here's your host, communications evangelist and certified life and leadership coach, Vanessa Denha-Garmo.
Cloudy skies on this Monday, July 22nd day. Happy big birthday to our dear friend Dave Corey, good friend of mine and my husband Ron's. God bless him on this birthday today. High of 80 degrees. Some thunderstorms are developing this afternoon. Temperatures are going to rise tomorrow with better skies, rather partly cloudy only. Some sun peeking out tomorrow with a high of 85 degrees. Thunderstorms are expected on Wednesday, a high of 82, and then back to sunny skies on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with temperatures all in the 80s, getting up to 87 on Sunday. So it looks, the forecast looks pretty good for the next few days. Today, the church celebrates the feast of St. Mary Magdalene, and this is from EWTN, from their newsletter. If you have not subscribed to the newsletter, I recommend you do that. Besides our Blessed Mother, St. Mary Magdalene is perhaps the most recognizable woman in the New Testament. While she's initially introduced in the Gospels as a public sinner from whom Jesus cast out seven demons, it is this transforming encounter with our Lord that sets her feet on the path to repentance, service, humility, and ultimately sainthood. As Christ offered his life to the Father for the redemption of mankind, St. Mary Magdalene remained at the foot of the cross on Easter morning. She witnessed Christ's triumph over the death at his resurrection. From here, she evangelized his victory over the grave to the apostles and to all whom she encountered. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us. Now, a lot has been developing over the weekends. The last couple of weekends, we had the attempted assassination of President Trump. Then they went into the Republican National Convention, which many have deemed a success. And there were some pretty powerful speakers. I watched a lot of it. And then now this weekend, news that President Biden will not be running for his second term. It's a very fluid story, as we say in the news. We hope to have guests on to talk about this election session from a Catholic perspective. Teresa had a wonderful interview this morning. If you missed it, go back to the archive section at Catholic Connection and listen to her interview today on reflecting on what this means to us as Catholics, because you know we are charged, as El Cresta, our dear El Cresta, may he rest in peace, always encouraged us to look at the world from the lens of Catholic. And I have to tell you, that has more meaning to me than ever before. I mean, it meant something to me. It was like those epiphany moments when I first heard him say it many, many years ago when I was listening to Ave Maria Radio. And then today, since he's passed and seeing everything that's going on in the world, that saying and that perspective and that, you know, encouragement and that just perspective on life and looking at the world from the lens of a Catholic means so much more to me than ever before. And that's what we do here on Ave Maria Radio every day. We are trying to look at the world, taking what's going on in the world, current events, news stories, and say, okay, what does this mean to us as a Catholic? And Teresa had Bill Donahue on today. And like I said, if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it. It was a great interview. And we hope to bring guests to continue this conversation as we head into what's going to be probably one of the most crazy election seasons we've ever seen. In fact, we've never seen this happen, where we have a president step down after the primaries, and at least not my lifetime, step down after the primaries, and now we're trying to figure out who's going to be on the ticket. Is it going to be Kamala Harris? We don't know. The Democratic National Convention is coming up, but we have to look at this, again, from the lens of a Catholic. And I was always thinking about all this going on. I like to write my own little prayers to God. As you know, I've shared a lot of those with you. Like, God, bring the people in my life who will lead me in the direction you want me to go is one of them. Lord, let me hear truth, see truth, know truth, and believe truth so I can share truth. And truth, of course, is with a capital T. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. This is one I wrote over the weekend. Let's pray for this country during this election season. Dear Lord, we pray that people wake up and see truth in Jesus Christ. We pray that our leaders, political, business, academic, religious, and others, follow your will and do what is right and just. We pray that we seek to be instruments of peace, to be courageous, to stand up and speak up in love and charity, to speak up in truth. And in your name, Jesus Christ, amen. God bless America. Let's continue to pray. And because, you know, I work outside of doing this wonderful radio program, Epiphany, I have a communications and coaching company, I often, you know, miss some stuff going on. I have to go back and watch it. And thank God EWTN did such a fabulous, fabulous job covering the Eucharistic Congress, and they have recorded all those talks, and I'm going back and watching them. And I watched one from Father Mike Schmitz the other day, and I really pulled our epiphany quote from this talk Father Mike Schmitz gave, and he said, you know, this is from Father Mike Schmitz. So our epiphany quote of the day is from Father Mike, and he says, I don't need more knowledge. I need more love. Knowledge can make someone great, but only love can make someone a saint. So let's hear this clip.
What are the fire extinguishers in your life? The Lord is present among us. I don't need more knowledge, but I need more love. I shared this earlier today with somebody that last year my mom died. And I don't know if you're like my mom, but she's a great, great woman. But my whole life, my mom had a stack of Catholic books that she meant to read someday. A stack of Catholic magazines that she was going to get around to one day. Just whenever something came up, you know, the Bible, about the church, she'd be like, well, I don't know enough. And she automatically disqualified herself because she said she didn't know enough. You know, knowledge can make someone great, but only love can make a saint.
Amen. Only love can make a saint. Knowledge can make someone great, but only love can make someone a saint. And my coach's question of the day to you is, are you on the path to sainthood? Are you on the path to sainthood? Take that to prayer with your Bible and your journal and really meditate and discern that. What are you doing today to ensure you'll be a saint when your time on earth is over? Because that is the end game, brothers and sisters. Everyone in heaven is a saint. Their soul is cleansed, and they reconnect with our Lord and Savior, right? That's our end game. We're trying to get back home. But in order to get back home, we have to be on the path to sainthood. So knowledge is great. I love reading. And we want you to be part of our book club, of course, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But are you sharing love? It is love that makes someone a saint. And in the midst of chaos and confusion and craziness, and you know, we still have to stand up and speak up in truth and love and charity. It is not about fighting and winning. Is it about sharing truth and bringing others to Christ? We're not trying to win an argument here. We're trying to bring others to Christ. So, of course, our book club, we're going to be discussing our book on August 16th here on Epiphany with my co-collaborator in our big book club discussion, Jeff Kasab, will be joining us. I started reading Archbishop Fulton Sheen's book on the demonic, compiled and edited by Father Dave Tomaszicki. I hope I said that right, Dan. Dan's always correcting me. Father Dave Tomaszicki. And so it is fabulous. I started reading this over the weekend, and I text Jeff, and I said, Jeff, we can do a whole hour on just the foreword alone. It's so deep and so wonderful, and I can't wait to get back to reading it. So we really want you to join us. If you haven't gotten your copy, go to AveMariaRadio.net and go to our book club and purchase your copy. We want you to be part of our book club discussion. We want you to call in, share your insights, share some questions. You can also email us at epiphany@AveMariaRadio.net. Tell your friends and family. Start your own book club in your families. You know, start a little sit chat, sit down and chat about these wonderful books. So it's an Epiphany Book Club. We want you to be part of the book club discussion. So get your book and, of course, mark your calendar for August 16th. We have three guests joining us here on Epiphany today. Father Patrick Fulton will be joining us, the Hall of Science at Detroit Catholic Central. We'll be talking with him about that. And then we'll also be talking with two other guests. I'm very excited about both joining us. Kristen Olmedo, she's President and CEO of United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. She is a regular guest of Epiphany. She's going to be joined by Dr. Tiffany Zer-Yelda, who is being honored this year at their annual gala, Timeless Hope Gala, where United Community Family Services Chaldean American Ladies of Charity serves more than 12,000 people in Southeast Michigan every year. And Dr. Tiffany Zer-Yelda is being honored with the Timeless Giving Award to recognize the impact she has had on the community. She's an optometrist in Metro Detroit region, and she's being honored. They're recognizing her for her exceptional contributions to their mission. So Kristen will be joining us, and Dr. Zira Yelda will be joining us. I'm very excited about talking to both today here on Epiphany. It is 10 minutes past the hour here on Epiphany on this Monday, July 22nd day. We have to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us, everyone.
Every year, couples who go on the Ave Maria Radio's Good News Cruise testify how their marriages are revitalized and transformed. Join us on the next Good News Cruise from January 5th to 11th on the Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. You'll be joined by Father Michael Schmitz, Teresa Tamio, Dr. Ray Guarendi, and many more speakers. Cabins are selling fast, so be sure to book your spot now. Faith and fun on the sea and in the sun. There's no topping that. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Travel tab to find out more. The Heart of the Interior Life with Elizabeth Jangle.
In the fourth rule for the discernment of spirits, St. Ignatius of Loyola describes seven forms of spiritual desolation. The first form of spiritual desolation is darkness of soul. This darkness of soul is in direct contrast to the workings of the good spirit in spiritual consolation, that of inspiration. A soul experiencing darkness of soul feels they are in, as Father Timothy Gallagher describes it, an anxiety-filled darkness. Father Gallagher writes, here the person feels helplessly trapped in confusion, unable to comprehend what is occurring spiritually. Mingled with this inability to understand is the effectively heavy sense that all things are going badly and will continue to worsen. Though the experience of spiritual desolation can be difficult, the call is always to reject it. Spiritual desolation is always built on a lie.
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
And we're back here in Epiphany. Joining us now is Father Patrick Fulton talking with us about the Hall of Science at Detroit Catholic Central. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Father. A pleasure to have you on Epiphany.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Vanessa. Thanks for inviting us.
So tell us about the Hall of Science at Detroit Catholic Central.
Well, it's a new and great blessing. We had a very generous donor, very interested in expanding the opportunities available for the Shamrock Nation, our students. Mm-hmm. And so he helped us get some shovels in ground. The Hall of Science, it's about 57,000 square feet. It doubles our academic wing, actually. And it also, because of all the amazing elements that are in it, it's forced us to really retool our curriculum and sort of step things up in terms of thinking about what are we educating these young men for. We have to educate them for jobs in a future that may not even exist yet, like terraforming or aquaculture and things like that.
Yeah.
So we've really had to think outside the box. We have eight dedicated science labs, and they're integrated, so it's not a case of you're in a lab and then you walk over to a classroom. The classroom and the lab are one and the same. Each are united by prep rooms. We have a cutting-edge engineering lab we have about 28 3D printers in there. We have a 5,300-square-foot FIRST robotics competition field, so it's a full-blown competition field. So we can host competitions. We have a great training ground. We have a robotics programming and building zones in there. We have a fabrication and machine shop with CNC machines and cutting machines and all sorts of stuff. We have a multifunctional makerspace in there. We have a greenhouse, which is always so we can grow lettuce and lunch and all sorts of other neat things in there. We have a 130-seat immersive lecture hall. So basically it gives a 180 view. So it's not a case of you look on a screen at a cell, but basically the experience is you are in the cell, as it were, or whatever, or you're on a Civil War battlefield. You're actually in there. It's immersive. We have a 4-meter observadome with a computerized Celestron telescope, and we have 4 other Celestron telescopes. We have a Redbird 180 flight simulator, so that's one of the ones that actually moves. And then we have 6 desktop Redbird aviation stations. So we'll be able to train those students who are interested so they can get their pilot's license, which gives them a leg up when they go into a commercial pilot's program.
Wow.
So it's a lot of exciting stuff.
Wow, so Father, are you a science teacher at Catholic Central?
No, I wish I was. I'm just the principal.
Just the principal. That's more important than anything, Father. I apologize. Well, I didn't realize you were the principal. I have to tell you, my brother-in-law and my nephew are both graduates of CC. So my brother-in-law and his son are both graduates of CC, and I hear nothing but wonderful things from both of them and my sister about their experience with CC. So that's wonderful.
We're truly a blessed community.
You are a blessed community, and you know every time I talk to my brother-in-law, he talks about this brotherhood at CC. Like he always says, what I love about that is that you don't even have to know somebody from CC, but you tell them you're a CC graduate and they're a fellow CC graduate. It's like he's like they got your back. It's like there's this strong brotherhood at that school, which is so wonderful. And my nephew talks about that a lot too. So it's doing something amazing there, and I'm sure it's because Christ is at the center of it all, Father Patrick Fulton. So I love the fact that you are, you know, forward thinking in getting the students thinking about careers and jobs that don't even exist yet. How challenging is that, Father?
In one way it is for an old professional educator like me. It's like, okay, so, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Sure.
In their own way, actually, the students themselves, you know, we talk about entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
The students themselves generate that interest. They generate that vision. So, for example, just watching our robotics team debrief after competition about, you know, what went right, what went wrong. And, you know, the students themselves, it's not a case of the mentors or teacher or moderator, is they're saying, you know, you didn't take into account that, you know, we were competing in summer and the room is going to be hotter and that's going to decrease your, you know. It's the students themselves who are picking up on this. So in one way, shape, or form, the students are the ones who are sort of, they're generating the interest. They're like, hey, to their science teacher, hey, did you hear about this? They're, long and short of it, we're just trying to clear the pathways of their passion.
I love that. So, Father, you also have something coming up on Sunday, August 11th, from what I understand. Could you explain to me what's happening?
Yes. So that will be the grand opening of the Hall of Science. People will be actually able to get into the building and ooh and ah along with the rest of us. It'll start off with a blessing, and the Superior General of the Brazilian Fathers will be here for that, Father Kevin Story. And then the building will be opened up. There'll be some presentations available, and then the public is welcome to come on in and take a view of what we as a high school are offering people in the community.
Is that for anybody, any potential student, anybody in the community, to come out and check that out?
Absolutely.
Okay. And if Father, if there are families listening that are considering sending their sons to CC, can they just reach out to the school, or how does that work for like a tour?
Absolutely, we're very accommodating. You want to talk to the admissions department? The head of the department is Jake Marmel, and his information is available on our school website. So reach out to the admissions department, and they'll get back in touch. And we're at this point, even though it's summer, we're still enrolling students and taking in transfer students. So we're doing very, very well. Next year we're going to have over 1,000 students. And we have students who come from over 80 different zip codes. So
wow.
Well, getting back to the brotherhood, the magic of Catholic Central is we managed to get guys who would never, ever encounter each other in their ordinary lives, mm-hmm. and we bring them all together from various walks of life, various faith backgrounds, and various social economic backgrounds, and they get to sit next to each other and learn in this fantastic community and fantastic building that we have.
Mm. So, Father, also tell us about the Order of Christian Initiation of Teens.
Sure. Pre-pandemic, we were given permission by the Archdiocese to begin an Order of Christian Initiation of Teens program. It was initially envisioned by Father Bill Riegel, God rest his soul, when one student asked him to, because he was in Catholic Central, he said, "I want to be Catholic." So we ran that with this one student, and then we asked the question, well, why not expand this? We have such a great community, and other students were inquiring. Pandemic happened, but after the pandemic, we got things rolling again. The first year, we had three students who were brought into the church at a all-school mass at the end of the year. Last year, we brought in 10, and this year, 21.
Wow.
And this really has grown, and much of it has to do, again, with that sense of brotherhood, that community. There are students who say, you know what, I want to have what the rest of my brothers have, or I want to be able to receive communion like the rest of my brothers do,
mm-hmm.
whether it be at, say, a pregame football mass or all-school mass or whatever. The other thing that has happened is that in our theology curriculum and classroom experience and teaching, these young men are starting to think critically about their own faith experience and parenting.
Mm.
There are examples where, you know, the mixed marriage and the parents say, well, we're going to let the kid choose when he wants to. And they're going, no, I want to be Catholic. I want to continue this faith journey. Students in the student body look up and see the line of 21 young men there from various walks of life, but they see, you know, their teammate up there who they're close to, and they say, oh, well, if he can do it, I can do it. So there's all sorts of different, every journey is different. Every young man's reason, rationale for wanting to come to fuller faith is different, but we're very blessed to see that and promote it and also nurture them, because unless they're seniors, we get to have them for some further years, do more mystagogia, catechesis with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great blessing for our faith community. It really has elevated faith awareness in our school population.
We're talking with Father Patrick today. He is the principal at Catholic Central School, and they have a Hall of Science at Detroit Catholic Central ribbon cutting Sunday, August 11th, and you're all welcome. You can check out the school if you have a son that you're kind of discerning where to send him. This is a great opportunity to check out Catholic Central right here in Southeast Michigan. Father, what else do you want to share with our listeners today about the school and educating young people today, especially in the culture in which we live?
We have a motto, a slogan, which is over the door of the main entrance to the school, that Jesus Christ is the reason for Catholic Central.
Mm.
And we really do believe that. When we bring in the freshmen and I give my first address to them, one of my statements to them is that you're not here because your dad went here, or your uncle, you're not here necessarily because you're a legacy. You're not here because we have really great sports programs and we're very successful. You're not here because you like the academics. You're here first and foremost because God knew that you needed Catholic Central, and Catholic Central needed you.
Mm.
And I again, just going back to that sense of brotherhood and having young men, we're sort of a United Nations, as it were, of in terms of educational experiences. Again, to bring young men together from various different backgrounds and encounter each other in enthusiasm, in learning, and in love, and in faith, I think that really sets them up for citizenship in the real world and what certainly this country needs moving forward.
Mm, I love it. Anything else you want to share, Father, with our listeners today about Catholic Central? Anything else you want them to know?
Well, just we're an amazing school, just dedicated adults in the building at every level, whether it be coaches or teachers or tutors. We're all here for one reason, and that's to enrich the student experience. Mm-hmm. We're all here to, you know, to love on your son and bring him to the next level, to help him discover all the gifts, talents, and abilities that God graced him with. So that's our mission, and we've been doing it for, well, since 1928.
Wow. God bless you, Father. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us the Catholic Central story.
Thank you very much, Vanessa, for having me.
Yeah, pleasure talking with you. The Hall of Science at Detroit Catholic Central, all are welcome to their ribbon-cutting open house Sunday, August 11th, 12 p.m. blessing and ribbon-cutting, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. open exploration. All are welcome. You could tour the school, call the school, go to their website, find out more about making a visit to the school if you can't make it on that particular day. And if you have a son that's about to go to high school, this is a great opportunity to check out Catholic Central. It is 25 minutes past the hour here on Epiphany on this Monday afternoon. We have to take a break. When we come back, Kristen Olmedo will be joining us, President and CEO of Caldean American Ladies of Charity, United Community Family Services, along with Dr. Tiffany Zier-Yelda. Stay with us, everyone.
The history books tell of many times and places in which the zeitgeist, the spirit of the time, decided that for the good of the state, some element of its population should be killed, like the Irish or African slaves or Jews or priests. While the Christian tradition maintains that human life is sacred, don't assume that the world agrees. Accordingly, many of the mothers, fathers, and grandparents bringing an unborn child to the abortuary know that they are killing a human being, yet have no problem with it, because history has taught them that human life is not sacred, and that occasionally certain members of society have to be sacrificed. Therefore, the pro-life movement cannot argue simply that human life is sacred. It must argue why it is sacred. The pro-life movement should show the world that as the person struggles with loneliness, runs from death, seeks answers, seeks beauty, the person is showing that he belongs to God. GuadalupeWorkers.org.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, weekdays on Ave Maria Radio.
Even if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, if you're saying yes to God, if you're following God and saying, okay, I know you want to take me to a certain place, I'm not under sure where it is, but I'm just going to keep walking in faith. So in other words, as the gospel says, you don't hide your light under a bushel, even if you're not sure what that light is exactly supposed to look like. Even if it means you're just getting out of the house and volunteering for something, do something with your talents, be a light to somebody somewhere. And God sees you taking a step toward Him. Even if you're not sure where that step is going, that He's going to move toward you. And gradually, you're going to see how your light is going to be used. And I'm going to be a gift, be a light, be salt for someone.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio, weekday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net.
Charity set to honor local optometrist at Timeless Hope Gala. United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity, serves more than 12,000 people in Southeast Michigan every year. The Timeless Hope Gala Giving Award aims to recognize the impact award winners have on the community. This year's awardee, Dr. Zier-Yelda, is an optometrist in Metro Detroit region, and United Community Family Services is honored to recognize her. Joining us to talk about this event are two guests. Kristen Olmedo is a regular guest of Epiphany. She's the president and CEO of United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity, and Dr. Tiffany Zier-Yelda is the award recipient. Thank you both for joining us here in Epiphany today.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you both. I know you're. So we'll start with Kristen. Dr. Zerielda, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I'll be at the gala. Looking forward to it. It's always a fun event. I'll start with you, Kristen. Tell us why UC Family Services, Calene American Ladies of Charity, wanted to recognize Dr. Tiffany Zerielda this year.
Absolutely. I am so grateful to be back on your show, Vanessa, and I just have to say that United Community Family Services would not be able to do what we're able to do in the community without wonderful partners. And Dr. Tiffany Zerielda is certainly one of those who exemplifies what true giving means. And as I was waiting to come on, I heard the advertisement for Teresa Tomeo's show about volunteering and be a light for someone. Mm. And that is something that Dr. Yelda does every day. She is a light to so many in our community who need a little bit of a hand up. And without her, we would be unable to do the wonderful programming that we are able to.
Yeah. So, Dr. Zerielda, tell us what drew you to UC Family Services. I mean, you're a busy physician. Why spend so much time volunteering? What drew you to this organization and volunteering work?
Yeah, I think for me, just, anytime someone needs help, I can't say no. So if I'm able to help them, if I'm able to give back with even the smallest thing possible, I just feel like, I should be able to do that, specifically with Health and the Ladies of Charity. Just knowing the struggles of our ancestors, grandmas, grandpas, moms, dads,
sure,
who came here from a completely different country with absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And working as hard as they absolutely could to provide for their families. And, just being that and seeing the struggles they went through, I don't ever want, anyone to go hungry, a kid, a family member, anybody. They should be able to feel safe and secure. And so, we've always just kind of said if we can give back in any way we can, we should. So just, sticking with the community and starting, really small with just helping our community and, giving, anyone, refugees, people who are already here, just a chance to get their feet on the ground.
Yeah. Dr. Zerielda, are you first generation? Were your parents born in Iraq?
My dad was.
Oh, your dad was. Okay. So you're a great role model for young women today. What would you tell them, young women who are listening, maybe in high school or entering college, and mm-hmm. they're kind of struggling of where to go, what to do, or they feel like there's so many obstacles in their way? What would you say to them, to motivate them to know that, they have a great future ahead of them?
Yeah. So, kind of what I tell everybody now, I'm like, you can do anything you want. You just have to mm-hmm. put your mind to it. So mm-hmm. nothing is hard. Nothing is impossible. You just have to be willing to completely focus on it. You have to be willing to put the time in, the energy in, and you can absolutely do it. And mm-hmm. don't let anyone tell you any different. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're willing to put in that time, you can do it. And
yeah.
there's no reason that anyone should, even be telling you you can't, because it's
yeah.
just motivate yourself. Look at mm-hmm. the end goal and know that you can make it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I love that. Everybody needs that vote of confidence, knowing where their talents come from. We all have God-given talents,
mm-hmm.
and God gives us those talents to do something with our lives, and then we have charisms to do something and bring others to Christ. So, yeah, you all have God-given talents. You just got to know what those are. I have to tell you, funny, though, Dr. Tiffany Zerielda and mm-hmm. Kristen Almeida, yesterday we were talking about Biden leaving the race, getting out of the race just here in my family, and my mom says, Vanessa, you should get into politics. You'd be a great president. And I was like, okay, Mom, I'll get right on that tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that. So going back to a more serious note, though, Kristen, I as I was working with you on this press release, because I help with communications with UC Family Services, I love the organization. Kristen, I can't believe how many people UC Family Services is helping every year. It's the number was larger than I thought from the previous year, now up to 12,000 people a year. Tell us, what are some of the needs that you're seeing with the organization today?
Oh, Vanessa, the need is so vast, and honestly, it continues to grow and grow. You're right. We served 12,000 individuals last year, 1,000 families through our food pantry. I mean, that is an astonishing number. It has gone up probably 5 or 6 times what the number was just 3 years ago, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
And so we have lots of needs, which are the general ones, but we also are in need of volunteers for our food pantry.
Okay.
Our food pantry is the second and fourth week, Friday of each month, and we need folks to come in that Thursday before and pack up boxes of non-perishable items, and then folks to come in on Friday to distribute them to our families. And honestly, there are so many ways that people can give, but time is something that you can't get back. So if you have any time that you want to share and doing good work, God's work, please reach out to us through our website at ucfamilieservices.org.
That's great. And Dr. Tiffany Zerielda, what area of the work that UC Family Services does interested you the most? Like what area? I mean, they do so much. They have the food pantry, the warehouse. They have all kinds of programs from pregnant moms to senior citizens. Is there an area that really draws on your heart?
You know, it's funny that you ask. I would say absolutely the food pantry. I mean, I think as a whole it does, but you know, something I always tell my husband, I'm like, I never want to hear a kid say, I'm hungry.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking, honestly. And it's so funny because I was just thinking that yesterday, we cook a lot in the Chaldean community. Food is like very focal and we end up with all this food. And I was just thinking, I had family over yesterday. I'm like, it's such a sin. There's people that are hungry today and I've got all this food, you know what I mean?
Right.
Left over. It's really, you know, you forget about people until you talk to people like Kristen and you, realizing there are children right here in our own backyard who are going hungry.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And even for me, like in one of the offices I used to volunteer in, we'd go to like certain schools and a lot of them were in downtown Detroit. And I mean, it would just break my heart. We would do like free eye exam screenings, help the kids get glasses, things like that. And I can't tell you, it's like we walk in and the, you know, teachers were scrambling, just trying to find like a granola bar or, you know, like a muffin or something for the kids. Cause like, oh, I haven't eaten in 2 days. I'm so hungry. And it's just like I said, like to hear a kid, you know, say I'm hungry, I don't have food, like it just breaks my heart.
You know, and Dr. Tiffany Zerielda, to use your professional career, your background, and your expertise to offer free services for an eye exam, we think about not feeding them. If they can't even afford food, how parents can afford eye exams and getting their kids glasses, necessary glasses?
Right. It's been hard, you know, but we try to, you know, we'd donate our time, our glasses, our exams. We'd go, you know, like once a month or, you know, we kind of set it up with the school. But it's like you said, it's, you know, glasses is kind of the last thing on these parents' mind because they are worried about food and clothes and shoes and shelter and, you know, making sure the water stays on, things like that. And it, you know, it's really sad to think that the necessity things that you do need on a daily basis to live, you know, kind of have to be pushed onto the back burner.
Yeah, it's really challenging. And Kristen, so tell our listeners about the gala coming up. How can people get tickets and where does the money go? How does it help the organization?
Absolutely. The 2024 Timeless Giving Gala is happening on September 26th at Shenandoah Country Club in West Bloomfield. It begins at 6:30, and we have a great time until about 10:30. This year's theme is Havana Nights, which will be so much fun. But you can get tickets by going to our website or calling our office, and all the proceeds go back into the programs that we offer at UC Family Services. And I have to tell you, Vanessa, our programs are so just all tied together. We have employment, we have cooking, we have a mom's class, everything that you can imagine to wrap our arms around our clients, we tend to offer. And if we don't, we look for partners to go with. So I'm just so excited for the upcoming gala and just to see everyone come together to support the community.
And so, Kristen, tell us a little bit more about it in terms of, like, do you need sponsorship? Who's the MC? Tell us what the night's going to look like. I know you said Havana Nights, but kind of give us more of, do you need more sponsorship for the event, and who's the MC?
Yes, we always need more sponsors for the event, which would be wonderful. You can reach out to Melissa at ucfamilieservices.org. She would be happy to go through the options or to create one for you if something that you see does not work as a fit. All the sponsorships come along with tickets. You can also purchase individual tickets. But our MC this year, we're so excited to have Mark Z. He is a local realtor, and we are so excited for his energy to come along and really just make this night one to remember.
So, Dr. Tiffany's here. Tell us about what it's like to be recognized like that night. What are you looking forward to and being there and being recognized?
Oh, wow, that's a hard one. I think, again, just being able to support the community, support, you know, the Ladies of Charity, health, and just knowing that, it, you know, and I know they're recognizing me, but at the end of the day, like, they're the ones who do all the hard work. They're the ones who really, really help so many people.
Sure.
So this is just such a small part that I can do to help them, you know, do what they're good at. So, I mean, I'm just really excited for the night. You know, like we said, it's a really fun event. It's, you know, it's a great time. And, you know, I highly recommend anyone, if you've never been to one of the Kelk events, like, this is the one. This is, there's so much fun.
Yeah.
And knowing that everything is going to such a good cause to help so many people, I mean, I think that just makes it that much more fun and that much, you know, makes you just feel that much better when you are there and when you go. And
yeah.
So,
so tell us about your practice. Where are you located and the work that you do for people listening?
Yeah. Yeah. So, as you said, I'm an optometrist. I actually have, 5 offices throughout the Metro Detroit area. So they are in Novi, Farmington Hills, Bloomfield Hills, Ypsilanti, and Lake Orion. I kind of rotate between the offices, but we do everything from diabetic exams, comprehensive exams. We treat glaucoma. In the Novi office, I do lots of pediatrics, and we do a lot of specialty lenses for people who otherwise would not have any functional vision. So very specialty contact lenses and low vision we also do in our Farmington office. So we really hit a good array of, you know, kind of all the major eye diseases, dry eye as well. You know, like I said, we can do the diabetic exams and all that, but I really love the pediatric and specialty lenses and the dry eye because these patients are just, sometimes they're at a loss and no one else can really help them and they're just kind of at this end point where, you know, this is their kind of saving grace. It's their only option left. So it's just really nice to be able to help them in that time.
So a couple more questions before we let you both go. But, you know, obviously from a faith perspective, as we look at the world from a lens of a Catholic, which we do here on Ave Maria Radio, what would each of you say to people about the importance of giving back from a faith, as a Christian, you know, giving back of your time, your talent, and your treasures? And Dr. Tiffany, do you want to add to that? And then, Kristen, you can chime in.
Yeah, you know, I always just say, like, it's just so important to be able to give back where you can. You know, we're all placed here to help each other and to be a family. And as a Christian Catholic, you know, I would say as a woman and, you know, whatever that may be, it's just so important to be there for others when they have a need or when you can be there. And, you know, I always say knowing that as a Catholic, if there's a time when I'm in need of something, if I need help with something, I know that everyone's going to stick together and, you know, and it's, and they'll be there for me. So it's just really important to me to be able to give back as much as I can because, you know, that's what God would want us to do. That's what Jesus would want us to do is give back where you can, help out where you can. That's why we're here.
Amen to that. Kristen, you want to add to that?
Absolutely. I think that Dr. Tiffany said it perfectly, but I would just like to add that even though you're giving of your time, talent, and treasures, you receive so much back in your heart. And it is such a fulfilling thing. And then at some point, I think all of us, and it's a traditional type, Mm-hmm. I might not need food, but I might need a little bit of spiritual uplift. And so by volunteering and seeing the joy that you give to someone, I receive that back. So it is just so important, I think, for all of us to really give back to those around us who just need a little bit of a hand up.
Yeah. What a great point, Kristen. I love that. You know, you may not need food, but you might need a spiritual uplift. And Father John Ricardo used to talk about his mom and all the ways that she suffered physically. And she said that she would always go out and help other people, you know, for her own spiritual growth, for her own mm-hmm. spiritual uplift in the midst of her own pain and suffering. So what a great comment, Kristen. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you, Dr. Tiffany Zier-Yelda. I look forward to meeting you at the gala and just celebrating the United Community Family Services Chaldean American mm-hmm. Liaison Charity in your honor. Thank you so much for both being mm-hmm. with us today.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to talk to you both.
Nice talking to you. Thanks, Kristen. We'll have you on again, I'm sure.
Okay.
God bless. Have a great day. We'll be right back. We have to take a break here on Epiphany on this Monday afternoon. We're going to wrap up and talk about who's coming on tomorrow here on Epiphany. Stay with us, everyone.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matthew and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
What is the most daunting petition in the Lord's Prayer? The Catholic Catechism says it is when we ask God our Father to forgive our sins as we forgive others, meaning if we do not forgive those who have sinned against us, we don't expect the Father to forgive us. God's outpouring of mercy cannot penetrate our hearts as long as we have not forgiven those who have trespassed against us. This is sobering. The Catechism says there has to be a vital participation coming from the depths of the heart in the holiness and the mercy and the love of God. Only the Holy Spirit can make our mind the same as the mind of Jesus Christ, who could forgive even those who crucified him. The heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit can turn injury into compassion, purifying the memory so as to transform the hurt into intercession. Forgiveness bears witness to the world that love is stronger than hate. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
And we're back, wrapping up a Monday here in Epiphany, July 22nd. And it's all you guys know who... Regular listeners of Epiphany know I'm a big proponent in the invitation. So you want to know how to evangelize the faith? Don't make it complicated. Invite somebody to an event. And that's why we share with you events going on in Southeast Michigan, connecting, communicating, collaborating with our Catholic community. And you just heard two guests here on Epiphany talking about a wonderful event coming up, the United Community Family Services Chaldean American Ladies of Charity annual gala to raise money for the nonprofit helping immigrants assimilate into the United States. They serve more than 12,000 people every year, and they serve them in their food pantry, their share warehouse, where people can come and get household items and clothes. They help them with various programs from new moms to senior citizens and everything in between. So they do so much for the community. And they're honoring one of their longtime volunteers, Dr. Tiffany Zier-Yelda. You just heard Kristen Olmedo, President and CEO of United Community Family Services, Chaldean American Ladies of Charity. And their honoree this year, Dr. Tiffany Zier-Yelda, who is an optometrist with five offices right here in Southeast Michigan. So just a wonderful organization. They have an event coming up. It's in September. It is their Timeless Hope Gala, and it's Havana Nights. It's a lot of fun. I go to these every year. They're so much fun. But it's a great way to connect, communicate, and collaborate with your Catholic community and help other organizations right here in Southeast Michigan and evangelize the faith. You can invite somebody to go to the event. And this is a way to evangelize the faith. I'm a big proponent in the invitation. So I want to thank both of them for being here on Epiphany today. And we'll put up the flyer and the information for the event on the archive section of Epiphany at AveMariaRadio.net, so you can find out more information there. I also want to thank our other guest joining us here today on Epiphany on this Monday afternoon, Father Patrick Fulton, principal of Catholic Central. This is another invitation. If you know somebody has a high school student, they have the Hall of Science at Detroit Catholic Central open house and ribbon cutting Sunday, August 11th, 12 p.m. Blessing and ribbon cutting 1 to 3 is the open exploration, and anybody can attend. So you can go to that on August 11th at Catholic Central. And then, of course, I also want to share with you another event coming up. We'll probably have a guest coming up soon, maybe two, talking about this fundraising coming up for the Downriver Focus on Life Dinner, Wednesday, September 18th, at the Creation Center on Toledo Road in Southgate. And this is Wednesday, September 18th. This is 5:30 p.m., dinner at 6:15, and Steve Ray is the guest speaker. So we'll probably have a couple guests coming up at some point to talk about this, but we'll also put this in the Epiphany Archive section at AveMariaRadio.net. So you can purchase a single ticket, or you can buy a table. And before August 5th, there's a discount. So $45 before August 5th, $320 for a table before August 5th, and then it goes up a little bit after that. So you can go to focusonlifedownriver.com to find out more. Focusonlifedownriver.com. And then again, our Epiphany quote of the day comes from an excerpt from Father Mike Schmidt's talk at the Eucharistic Congress. And he says, "I don't need more knowledge, I need more love. Knowledge can make someone great, but only love can make someone a saint." And we're all called to be on the pathhood to sainthood, right? That's what we're all called to be. We're all trying to get back home, and no one can enter heaven unless you are a saint. Everyone in heaven is a saint. So our coach's question of the day is, are you on the path to sainthood? Really take that to reflection today with your Bible and your journal, and really just pray and listen to the voice of God talking to you. Maybe write that question, "Lord, what do I need to do to get on the pathhood to sainthood? You know, what do I need to do today to get my life on that path to sainthood?" And just really listen to Him speak to you. And maybe you'll have an epiphany moment. So that's our question of the day. Reminding all of you that we're looking at the world through the lens of a Catholic, as El Cresta always encouraged us to do. And so much going on in the world. And so much going on with politics. It's been a crazy couple past weekends with the attempted assassination of President Trump, now with President Biden getting out of the race, not running for a second term. And we have to kind of discern and navigate through this culture, as Marcus Peter does on his show in the afternoon as well. But that's what we do on Catholic Radio. That's what we do here on Ave Maria Radio. We're helping you look at the world from the lens of Scripture and from the Catholic Church, from our faith. And there's so many wonderful books out there. We read Scripture every day. We read the Catechism of the Catholic Church every day, or we should be. That's our way to look at the world from the lens of a Catholic. But you also can read really good Catholic books, like the one by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, which is filled with so much information. It's so deep. It's a very easy read. It was compiled and edited by Father Dave Tomaszicki, and it's called On the Demonic. And even though these are a compilation of all his writings and things on the issue of the demonic from many years ago, they very much apply today, especially in the culture we live today. You want to see demonic going on? Look at the culture today. We're living in spiritual warfare. And so we as Christians have to figure out how to navigate through that, how to make the right decisions, how to look at the world based on through the lens of a Catholic, make decisions based on our faith. You know, we know there's no perfect candidate. You know, we're all flawed, we're all sinners. but who is more focused on Christ? Whose policies are more in line with the teachings of the church and our Christian faith? That's what we have to ask ourselves. I am so tired, and I talk about this with Teresa all the time. I am so tired of people giving the answer, well, I can't vote for Trump because he's evil. We don't endorse anybody. Really? But how are you defining evil? And what are you, where are you coming to that determination? Are we so consumed and so swayed by mainstream media that we can't critically think anymore for ourselves? That's the problem. We have to become critical thinkers and Christ-centered communicators. And we have to look at the world from the lens of a Catholic. So I want you to pick up this book, On the Demonic, if you can. Join our book club. Jeff and Kassab and I have a book club every month now. We want you to participate in the conversation live on the air with us if you want, or email us questions at epiphany@avemariaradio.net, or email us commentary about the book. Form your own book clubs. Form your own Epiphany book clubs in your homes, in your churches. Join us on this journey. We're all growing in faith. We're all on this journey together. I love hearing insights and commentary from other people, especially regarding to reading books, because you may see something that I didn't pick up and like maybe have helped me have an epiphany moment, you know? So we want you to join us in this conversation. So our next book club is August 16th. It's the third Friday of every month here in Epiphany. It's live on the air. We're going to take the whole hour that day. I'm also going to share clips from Fulton Sheen as well, from Archbishop Fulton Sheen during that hour. So you can join in by calling us live that day, or you can email us questions or commentary as well. So I really do want to hear from all of you. Tomorrow, we have two guests joining us tomorrow here on Epiphany on a Tuesday. We'll be talking with Sister Piper Klatt is rejoining us again. This time she'll be talking with us about the 10th annual At the Ocean Mission of Mercy event, and she was just at the Eucharistic Congress. This week we're going to try to focus on recapping the Eucharistic Congress. That's why I am sharing some clips from the Eucharistic Congress like I did with Father Mike Schmitz. Tomorrow I'm going to be sharing another couple clips from Chris Stefanik, who spoke at the Eucharistic Congress. It was wonderful. So there's two couple clips I really wanted to share with you as well. So join us tomorrow here. And then also joining us, Dr. Regis Martin wrote a book that's going to help all of us set our hearts ablaze. Connect, communicate, collaborate with your Catholic community. Don't go away. Coming up next is Dr. Ray.